This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
North Korea responds to U.S. sanctions. And in the situation with Ebola, a case headed to the U.S. and the first diagnosed in Britain. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. North Korea has lashed out at the United States for imposing new sanctions as punishment for allegedly hacking the computers of Sony Pictures. The North's official Korean Central News Agency quotes the foreign ministry spokesman, calling the sanctions hostile and repressive, and saying they will only harden Pyongyang's will and resolution to defend the sovereignty of the country. U.S. President Barack Obama Friday signed an executive order authorizing the latest sanctions targeting three organizations and 10 individuals. A U.S. healthcare worker who was possibly exposed to the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone is scheduled to arrive for observation Sunday at a hospital in the U.S. western state of Nebraska. The patient will be monitored for 21 days to see if the Ebola disease develops. Also Saturday, a London hospital said the health of a Scottish nurse being treated for Ebola had deteriorated rapidly in recent days, and she is in critical condition. Pauline Kafferke had been volunteering in the anti-Ebola effort in Sierra Leone last month before she fell ill. She is the first diagnosed case in Britain. Police in India have arrested five men in connection with the alleged abduction and rape of a Japanese tourist. The young woman, who had been staying in Kolkata, said she had been lured by three men who offered to show her around. They took her around eastern India and then traveled with her to Bodh Gaya, the site of one of India's holiest Buddhist temples in the state of Bihar. There, she alleged that two more men joined them and repeatedly raped her. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Indonesian search and recovery teams resumed their hunt Sunday for the wreck of an Air Asia passenger jet after locating four large objects in the Java Sea Saturday. The head of Indonesia's search and rescue agency, Bambang Sulistyo, said Saturday all four of the objects were spotted in the priority search area. He said the largest one measured 18 meters long. Indonesian officials say 30 bodies have been retrieved so far after more than a dozen were recovered Friday, more of them by a U.S. Navy ship. At least 31 militants are reportedly killed as Pakistan officials report its military planes bombed and destroyed several terrorist hideouts near the Afghan border Saturday. Pakistan has increased counter-militancy army operations in tribal areas along the border with Afghanistan since a militant raid against an army-run school in Peshawar on December 16th killed 150 people. Also Saturday, a new bill was introduced in the National Parliament to seek the creation of military-run courts to try suspects involved in terrorist attacks. An Israeli official says Israel has decided to freeze about $125 million in tax revenues it collects for the Palestinians. That in response to Palestinian efforts to join the International Criminal Court. And that action was taken a day after Palestinian officials submitted documents to the United Nations to join the ICC. Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour.
Now we are in the midst of preparing thoroughly all the files with regard to what we've submitted to the registrar of the ICC in connection with the war crimes as a result of the last war in Gaza, and also with regard to settlements.
Now, the Israeli officials deciding to freeze the $125 million in tax revenues may be the action after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had threatened unspecified retaliation for the Palestinians' bid to join the ICC. Special UN Representative to Somalia, Nicholas Kay, says there has been considerable success by the U.S. and pro-government forces in the 2014 push against the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab. Kay spoke with VOA, saying the combined U.S. and pro-government efforts have led to the liberation of nearly 20 Somali towns from al-Shabaab militants and brought the country closer to full federal control. Former U.S. Senator Edward Brooke, the first African-American elected by popular vote to the U.S. Senate, died Saturday. He was 95. Brooke's death was confirmed by a family spokesman who said he died surrounded by his family at his home in the state of Florida. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.
Taylor Swift made her team nervous when she said, let's make a pop album. And they were worried that changing from country to pop might hurt her career. Well, little did they know, 1989 has been a huge album for her. Here's her latest. It's Blank Space on the Hits.
Had to meet you where you've been. I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Wanna play?
how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever. Your name. Dressed like a daydream. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys, only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
Yeah. sugar that I didn't know. Why did you think I was putting you out for? Because you was untrue, rolling around in the car that I bought you. Baby, drop them keys, hurry up before your taxi leaves. Standing in the front yard telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about how I'll never ever find a man like you. Got me to say, you must not know about me. You must not know about me. I can have another you in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute, baby. You must not know about me. You must not know about me. I'll have another you by tomorrow. Don't you ever for a second get to thinking you're irreplaceable. So since I'm not sure.
Ready to download on the one. BOA 1.
Don't think I could forgive you. See, I was.
France and Germany get together. Lily Wood and Prayer in C featuring Robin Schulz on VOA 1. I'm Larry London. We also heard from Beyonce, Irreplaceable. Beyonce, Jay-Z, and baby Blue Ivy are on vacation. $25,000 a night is what they're spending on their secluded hideaway in Phuket, Thailand. I'm Larry London, VOA 1, and Chris Daughtry, home on the hits.
Yeah.
VOA1.
Cash and BB Rexha, Take Me Home. I'm Larry London on VOA 1, One Direction. New album 4 sounds good, although it hasn't been selling as quickly and as well as the last album sold. This is You and I on VOA 1, The Hits.
I figured it out. I figured it out from black and white. Seconds and hours. Maybe the high to take some time. I know how it goes. I know how it goes for wrong and right. Silence and sound. Did they ever hold each other tight like us? Did they ever fight like us? Of up and down, meet in the middle. There's always room for common ground. I see what it's like. I see what it's like for day and night. Never together. Cause they see things in a different light. Like us, they never tried. Like us.
Every morning I look at you and wanna kick it with my girl today. I used to be commander in chief of my pimp, flying high,
flying high,
till I met this pretty little missile, shot me out the sky.
Oh, shot me out the sky.
Hey, so now I'm crashing. Don't know how it happened, but I know it feels so damn good. That if I could go back and
make it happen faster,
don't you know I would, baby, if I could. Missing me. The load never too much.
She hugged me for it.
She shot the bullet. Then into that light.
Oh,
lady, you're the pimp and me just died tonight. Girl, come talk to love.
Can you make it past your Caspers so we could finally fly off into NASA? You was always the cheerleader of my dreams. It seemed to only take the head of football teams. And I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby, we just happened. So please don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world, I'm the new Slick Rick. They say I move too quick, but we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. I could have got someone that's only average for advice. OMG, you listen to that? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic. Cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. Usually your boyfriend, now I'm a
Kerry Hilson and Kanye West, and Knock You Down. Kanye West is so rich, he bought his neighbor's house for $3 million just to knock it down so he'd have more land on his property. They bought a $20 million mansion earlier this year. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, when they got married, moved in with baby North, and they're having a good time enjoying family life together. This is VOA 1, The Hits with Calvin Harris, John Newman, and Blame.
Can't be sleeping, keep on waking without the woman next to me. Guilt is burning, inside I'm hurting. This ain't a feeling I can keep. So blame it on the night. Don't blame it on me, don't blame it on me. Blame it on the night. Don't blame it on me, don't blame it on me. stars are red.
It's Mary Lambert who joined Macklemore and Ryan on Same Love. That's her debut solo hit, Secrets, on VOA1. I'm Larry London. Coming up, Justin Bieber. But before we get to Justin Bieber, Zillow.com, which is a real estate website, has held an online survey asking who is the worst celebrity neighbor. and Justin Bieber topped the list. 34% of the votes came in for Justin, who has been involved with vandalism to his neighbor's house, racing down his neighborhood streets, and, of course, loud parties. In fact, the L.A. Police Department were called to his home 6 times in one night by neighbors complaining about the noise. We'll hear from Justin, but first, Avril Lavigne on VOA1.
It's not like we're dead. Was it something I did? Was it something you said? Don't leave me hanging in a city so dead.